Howdy, y'all. This is Nick Offerman, and you're listening to the Texas Standard.
You may remember that Senator John Cornyn said back in November, Texas is no longer, I believe, a reliably red state. We're on the precipice of turning purple. Likewise, Texas GOP Chairman James Dickey told the Washington Examiner in January that the challenges his party faces in 2020 are very real. And it's not the kind of rhetoric you might expect in a state that hasn't elected a statewide Democrat since 1994. So are Republicans really running scared? Or is this just the early stages of a plan to boost GOP turnout in 2020? Well, here to discuss this is Mark McKinnon, a longtime Republican strategist from Texas who now hosts and produces The Circus, inside the greatest political show on earth, and it's on Showtime. Mark, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Always glad to talk to Texas.
Tell me, when you hear Texas Republicans sounding the alarm about 2020, real or just rhetoric?
It's mostly rhetoric. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Texas was blue. Mm-hmm. But that was a long time ago. And when Ann Richards was governor in 1990, I worked on that campaign. And all 28 constitutional statewide offices were Democrats. And just 8 years after that, they were all 28 were Republican. And have all been that way since then. And that's because, you know, while Texas was technically a one-party state before that, everybody was Democrats. They were either progressive Democrats or conservative Democrats. Mm. Lloyd Benson would have been a Republican today. And so, you know, for people like me, once somebody like George Bush came to town and with a message of compassionate conservatism, a lot of us said, oh, okay, I'm a Republican. So I think Beto O'Rourke's campaign gave everybody a Republican's a good scare. Mm. The demographic shift is certainly happening, which is what has a lot of people talking about a change to perhaps a Democratic state sometime in the near future, quote, near future. But, you know, there's a bit of mythology about that, too. They say that because of Hispanic growth. But with the right messages, Hispanics, you know, are often Republican voters. They like the sort of conservative family values message. So it's not just a block of voters that are suddenly going to switch and vote or suddenly going to grow and vote Democrats. But Cornyn, yeah, I think, is doing the smart thing, which is there's two ways to run, scared and unopposed, and always run scared. And, motivate your voters. And a good way to motivate them is to say that the blue wave is coming.
And speaking about that, you spend so much time traveling around the country and talking to different people. I wonder if there's a sense from the outside that perhaps Texas will be in play during the coming presidential election. What are your thoughts about, you know, a more broader view?
There's always the allure of Texas and putting it in play in a presidential election because it's so big and it has so many votes and so many delegates. But that's precisely why it's a problem, because it's so big and so expensive. So if you're Democrats wanting to, you know, put blue states in play, there's lots of other states that are probably easier and cheaper targets than Texas.
Mm. And, you know, I just wanted to ask, you know, between you and I, because nobody else is listening, between you and I mean, what's your gut telling you as far as Texas's future as a deep red state?
Listen, I think that it's tempting. But if I were a Democratic strategist, I'd say stay away from Texas for at least another decade. And my advice, spend your money somewhere else. You'll get better returns.
The words of Mark McKinnon, host and producer of the Showtime program, The Circus, inside the greatest political show on earth. Mark, thank you for your time.
Great being with you. Kick it hard.